I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says he's focused in 2015 to bring more attention and opportunities for Southern Monroe. In a press conference Monday, Mayo stated while there are signs of progress throughout the whole city, the administration is emphasizing those areas that need more attention. Mayo says South Monroe has a lot going for it, such as University Health Conway, a state-of-the-art public safety complex, and the zoo. He says some of the projects on tap are enhancing the positives. He indicated plans are in the works for a boulevard going into the zoo. He says he hopes that bids will go out before the end of this year on that project. Marion Police Chief Mark Dodd has been airlifted to University Health Center Shreveport after falling from a ladder. Union Parish Sheriff Dusty Gates says the accident happened Monday morning. He says the extent of Dodd's injuries was not immediately known. Dodd was injured at a residence along Crow Farm Road near Marion where he was roofing a house. Dodd does house repairs when he is not on duty. Gates says the Dodd apparently fell about 15 feet and broke several ribs in the incident. The longtime warden of Louisiana State Penitentiary says he may run for governor in this fall's election. Burl Kane, leader of the Angola prison for 20 years, says that people have encouraged him to add his name to the list of candidates for the October election. A Facebook page has been created to push a Kane candidacy, but Kane told the press club of Baton Rouge Monday that he hasn't decided whether to jump into the race. The Republican warden says he hasn't done anything to organize a campaign or raise money, but acknowledges he's contemplating it. The Kenner Police Department confirms New Orleans Saints outside linebacker Junior Gallette was arrested and booked with domestic abuse battery. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern reports on the incident.
Cops say the incident involved a female acquaintance who claimed she was Gallette's assistant and had been staying with him about 2 years. Gallette stated the victim was a dancer he brought home for the night. The dispute also involved Gallette's cousin, 27-year-old Terrence Banks, and Lieutenant Brian McGregor read the victim's statement claiming the two men jumped her.
Then I grabbed a knife because I thought they were going to jump me again.
Apparently, the argument started over money for a cab, and the woman had blood coming out of her ear and scratches on her face, according to the cops. The incident remains under investigation. Michelle Southern reporting.
Well, the KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today and warmer conditions with high in the mid-50s and clear skies this evening, the low tonight in the upper 20s.